It is April 18th, 2021. I just got off work like 30-ish minutes ago. I work the night shift and working in customer service is definitely not for me. And I know a lot of people are really good at it. I'm not. Because some customers are so irritating. Some people just don't have social intelligence at all. And some people are just terrible. I had a customer come in and he wanted 30 fucking sanitizers, and he thought it was $1.39 because the price tag for another sanitizer said that. And then I had to say, no, this one's $2.99. That price tag is for another product. Someone probably just put it there, but that's for another product. And he's like, well, it's confusing because blah, 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 blah. Sir, just read the labels. Can you not read? Because if you could read, you would realize that it's for another product. And someone probably put it there. Anyways. Literally. And I'm not gonna sit here and price change 30 sanitizer bottles. I'm not gonna do that. So, shut the fuck up. And pay the price that they are. They're labeled as. Anyways. But I absolutely hate it when customers say, oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful day. It's so bad you have to stand here and work and you don't get to enjoy it. Is that supposed to make me feel better? Is that supposed to be a joke? Like, what am I supposed to say that? Yeah, totally, it's such a nice day, it's so sad that I have to stand here. Like, what? That doesn't even... Don't... What am I supposed to say? Like, literally, what am I supposed to say? And especially the men, the white men, love to make terribly stupid jokes. Men in general. Your jokes are not good. I don't get paid enough to laugh at them, so I don't. And you're just gonna be embarrassed that no one laughed. So don't try to make a joke. It's not gonna work. I am not a server, I'm not a waitress, I don't work off tips, so I don't know why people expect me to laugh at their jokes, because I won't. I don't get paid enough for that, bitch. Anyways, yeah, the customers that are the best customers are just the ones that respond well to hi, how are you? They know what they want, they just are decent, and they leave quickly. The ones that love to make bad jokes, or love to make rude comments, or be difficult, please. Oh my gosh. Again, I cannot deal. Maybe I shouldn't be in customer service. But that's why I'll never be a person that works off tips, like servers or waitresses or bartenders, because I would not be able to make any money. I don't respond well to bad energy. So if you're gonna come at me rude, I'm not gonna give good energy back. Of course I'm not gonna be rude back, but I'm not gonna give good energy back. And you're probably gonna leave more unhappy. And honestly, it will benefit a lot. It benefits a lot of people to be a good customer. Meaning, just be nice and be patient. That's all. That's all you need. And I'll probably go with your request. You know, like, I have the power to price change things and to apply coupons and to do this and do that. I will probably do that if you're just nice about it and you explain the situation and it seems reasonable. Yeah, I will probably just be able to do that for you. But if a customer is rude, if a customer comes up to me with bad energy and expects me to do that all for them, I do give them a hard time. A really hard time. Yeah, I've had customers come up and say, this was this price, and this was that price, and this was this, and this was that. And they were just so rude, and I obviously made it hard for them. Usually, if a customer is nice, if the price change isn't too high, I'll just go with their word. But if a customer is rude and expects me to just do it because they said, I will make it difficult. I will ask them to show me proof. I will walk around the store to get proof. I will call my manager. I'm not gonna make it easy, or as easy as it could be. Cause, yeah. But customers are what makes the job terrible. If there was just like, let's say there's just like robot customers and they're all the same and they were just like super neutral, then it wouldn't be bad at all. Remove the customers in every customer service job. It wouldn't be a hard job. Like, there's a lot of things I do besides like providing customer service, and they're fairly easy and they're not hard. But add in just like a couple bad customers every hour. Oof, my god. I hate it. I work at Rite Aid. It isn't as hard as like other customer service jobs I've had, or food service. I've worked retail at retail and food and more. Yeah. I like working in a smaller store. Working retail, I can't imagine working at Target or Walmart. because it's so big, and some customers are so unreasonable, because how am I supposed to know where that one specific thing is, and you don't even know what it's for, and I have no idea where the hell it could be. Like, imagine working at Walmart, and like, you work in the beauty department, and someone asks you like where a certain box of cereal is. Like, you're not gonna, or like something really weird like that. Like, how am I supposed to know what, where every single thing in the store is? Like, how? Like, what? Anyways, that's that. Customer service is probably not the job for me. I think I would love, I mean, I'm still in high school, so I don't know what other jobs. I would love to just, like, work at it, like, as a, at an office, to, like, answering calls, or, like, stapling, like, a receptionist, kind of, like, yeah, just, like, printing and stapling. I'd be so good at that, because, like, the repetitive, yeah, could I just get a freaking receptionist job, please? Anyways, yeah. I kind of want to work as a tutor. I'll ask my friend about that. Anyways, yeah.